Transitional forms. Now, what are they?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the wonderful children's book, D is for Dinosaur. Well, Ken, we often hear evolutionists talking about transitional forms. What do they mean by that term?
Well, the belief system of evolution requires that one kind of animal changed into another over millions of years. Therefore, there had to be lots of in-between, or what we call transitional forms. Now, you'd expect such creatures to have characteristics that would be in between different kinds of animals. For instance, National Geographic magazine featured an article about a feathered dinosaur, a so-called missing link, they said, between birds and reptiles. By the way, they've since retracted their story. Evolutionists themselves often admit they don't have transitional forms. Even the late Stephen Jay Gould, he was one of the world's leading evolutionists, said, quote, "All paleontologists know that the fossil record contains precious little in the way of intermediate forms. Transitions between major groups are characteristically abrupt," end of quote. He admitted the lack of transitional forms. You know, you can see this for yourself at the world's leading museums. Although you may see artists' pictures of proposed transitional forms, when you look in the glass cases of the bones that they've actually found, you'll never see something that's transitional. Genesis is right. God made distinct kinds.
Most science museums present an evolutionary timeline, but what does the Bible teach? Ken Ham explores that in a fascinating new booklet available on our website, answersradio.com.